Proclamation number 5004, dated the November 21st, 1950. A rock will be made to waver. Spiritual upheaval. Humanity will experience significant spiritual upheaval to enable it to recognize a misconception which, until now, it had endorsed as truth. I will noticeably draw people's attention to my word. I will destabilize a rock, and people themselves shall be able to decide what they want to discard, my word or an organization which had established itself as a result of this word. They will only be able to accept one of them, and every person will be free to make his own decision. I will only allow this to happen for people's own sake in order to release them from a coercion which enslaved their thoughts and will and thus prevented the decision of will, which is the reason for a human being's life on earth. I want to make a rock waver, and once the foundation is shaken the entire structure will crash, i.e., people will no longer feel committed but freely think and act at their own discretion. They will no longer fear a power supported by God, because only now will they recognize me, who is stronger than this power and does not support it. It will certainly mean spiritual chaos, and at first the error will still want to assert itself, but then the truth will flare up like lightning and will clearly highlight wrong doctrines. They will not bear up to truth, for messengers of truth, bearers of light, will appear everywhere and be listened to, even though they will attract bitter hostility from the followers of the deposed power. I am revealing the forthcoming event to you humans, and you can expect it soon. However, everything will take its time, and this occurrence, too, will point to the approaching end, for seers and prophets announced the end of a great city. It will be a world-shattering event which, nevertheless, has a spiritual foundation and is intended to have a spiritual effect. It shall testify of me before the world who, as eternal truth, will never tolerate untruth and will proceed against it when the time is right. Amen.